Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to CCH Healthcare Podcast. I'm Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. Hey, we got a great show for you today. We got a new guest by the name of Jerry Hargett. Now, Jerry has been an employee for CCH Healthcare for 7 years. He's the maintenance director for Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living. And you know what else? He's a veteran. Yes. So we go get his story on how it was to serve in the military and also how it is to work for CCH Healthcare. So you don't want to miss this. I need you to like and share, because the more likes and shares we get, the more our veteran stories are heard. So stay tuned, as Jerry Hargett is coming up next as our guest on Voices of Valor. Got a great show today. Jerry Hargett is here. He's the maintenance supervisor for Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living, and he's worked for CCH Healthcare for 7 years. So we're going to bring Jerry on with, and no further ado. Welcome, Jerry.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I've been trying to get Jerry on the show for the longest, and finally we've got Jerry on here.
Yes, you have.
Thank you for coming, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Hey, I want to start off by talking about the campus of Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living. Beautiful campus. It's got 86 AL apartments, and then the skilled nursing has 70 beds in it. This is a huge campus, and how do you take care of it?
I've got a great maintenance staff that helped me tremendously. I've got one over in healthcare that helps me and him take care of the healthcare building. And then I've got two other guys over in the assisted living building that pretty much take care of all those residents and the building over there. I just kind of oversee everything.
Okay. So, and also the mansion, speaking of the mansion, I saw the floors in there, they're shining, beautiful, beautiful place in there. And how do you guys keep that so clean? And
we have a floor tech that takes care of all of our floors. He does an outstanding job.
Okay.
I think in the years past, they didn't look so good, but once he came on board, he's really shined them up. So we're very happy with that.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a great crew, because, like I said, I've walked around this place. The place is beautiful. The campus stays beautiful. So it seems like you got a great staff. So let's move on and let's talk about what's going on with Jerry Hargett. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in Maysville, Kentucky, and grew up in Augusta, Kentucky, a little town on the river. Mm-hmm. Lived there till I was about 9 years old. My dad used to commute back and forth between Augusta and Florence to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I guess the commute just got too much for him, so he moved us to Florence, Kentucky. Okay. So lived there, graduated from Boone County High School in 1979, and then went to Northern Kentucky University on a baseball scholarship. Ended up playing there for 2.5 years. Things didn't work out so well there. Education-wise, I should say. Had a great time while I was there, but didn't like going to class too often, so that's what it is. Yes. So got out of there, decided to join the Navy in 1983.
So you said, hold on, back up. So you said baseball, because I like baseball. Let's go back there.
Yep.
So what you got you got drafted or you got a scholarship.
Yeah, just got a scholarship. Had a pretty good summer season on our summer league team.
Okay.
We won a few tournaments. I pitched very well. Had several coaches from different schools, you know, approached me, and the one from Northern Kentucky was the one I picked. There are several guys from the area high schools were going there, so I knew some of them, so I decided to go there.
Okay. So you said you got a scholarship. To get a scholarship, you had to be good.
Yeah, I was pretty good. I pitched, didn't hit. Didn't hit at all, so I was just a pitcher, and yeah, I thought I did pretty well.
Okay, so what was your last speed in high school?
I think 89 is what I was throwing back
then. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Did you ever think about looking at the major leagues?
I really didn't have too much of an opportunity. I did go to one tryout with the Pirates, and they just said, we'll keep an eye on you next year. Next year never came.
Oh, wow. Pittsburgh Flyers.
Next year never came. It was kind of ineligible. So I left school and, you know, I decided to join the Navy at that point.
Okay. So do you have any family members that's in the service?
Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons why I joined the Navy. I had several cousins that were in the Navy, Army, you know, Marines. A good friend of mine, who's my best friend in high school, was in the Navy at the time. And I just thought, well, nothing else going on around here, I might as well join the Navy. So I did.
Oh, so you decided to join. And how old were you when you joined the Navy?
I was 22.
22. That is young.
Yeah. It's fairly young. But you know, there were a lot of 18, 19-year-olds in our company. And one, actually a 33-year-old. Was there also. I mean, he was the oldest guy there. Actually, when I joined a company called the Reds Company from around here. It was Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana kids that signed up to join the Navy. Mm-hmm. We actually got sworn in down on the Reds field before one of their baseball games.
Oh, wow.
And next day, we took a bus up to Great Lakes, Illinois for basic training.
Wow. That sounds amazing right there.
Yeah.
So. You said your family member, that was the person that made you want to join the service, or?
I would say more so a friend of mine from high school. Okay. I talked to him about it a little bit and he seemed to like it. And I ended up actually doing the same work that he did, a structural mechanic.
Okay.
So that's what I did when I was in there working on helicopters.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. I left Great Lakes, Illinois, basic training, went to Millington, Tennessee, got trained for 13 weeks to work on helicopters, the flight controls, the landing gear, the structure of them, the rotors, you know, anything, probably except for the engines.
Wow.
Then from my school in Millington, I ended up going to Norfolk, Virginia, and spent my whole time in the Navy in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah, we did a lot of traveling up and down the East Coast there, going Florida, Georgia, even North Carolina, New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland. Did a lot of boogie boarding down in Florida. Did some four-wheeling up in Maryland with some guys and just had a good time on the weekends.
Okay. All right. And I heard you were, you like to fish.
Yeah. I like to fish. We actually did a lot of fishing and crabbing when I was down in Virginia. We used to take baskets out and catch our crab, bring them back, and make a big, huge mess of them and eat them at a buddy's apartment down there. So, yeah, it's always a fun time down there.
It sounds like. So can you tell us what was some of your memorable moments while you were in the service?
Well, the Navy, just, you know, just doing all the traveling and everything. And then when I got out in 87, I joined the Army Reserves over in Fort Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and we traveled Honduras, St. Kitts, Fort Riley, Fort Campbell, Fort Knox, all kinds of different places we went to. Most memorable was probably Honduras and St. Kitts, where we had to, well, we didn't have to. We got to build a market that got tore down by a hurricane. So we went down there and rebuilt that for them. And then I think it was Honduras, we built a police barracks
Oh, wow.
for the police force down there.
Okay.
And then, you know, traveling out in a convoy to Fort O'Reilly, Kansas, pretty long trip. But once we got there, it was pretty amazing being out in the middle of nowhere with no light around and seeing all the stars up in the sky was amazing.
I bet it's beautiful.
Yep, very beautiful. Still, I can still see it. Yeah, wow. It's just millions of stars out there. So that was pretty memorable.
Okay. So, and as far as the military, what kind of person did the military make you?
Probably a good leader, doing good teamwork, being on time. Of course, you have to be on time wherever you go in the military. So I like being on time. Don't like to be late. One other thing that I really don't like about it is standing in lines. So could throw that in there. We stood in lines all the time. So I think to this day, I really don't like standing in lines waiting for stuff. It's just, you know, not what I like. So
I understand that. Hey, so did you travel out of the country anytime?
Just over to Honduras and St. Kitts. Yeah, that just two of those places we went to.
Okay. How was Honduras? Just
it was great. It was hot, sunny every single day.
Wow.
The people down there were super nice. We were stayed in tents while we were there, so we had to travel a little ways to go to where we were working. Mm. And I remember riding in the back of these big deuce and a half trucks, and the little kids would chase us down the dirt roads there, and they would yell, chocolate, chocolate. Because of our MREs that we had there, they had chocolate in every one of them. Right. So we used to always throw the kids our little chocolate bars that we got. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that sounds cool. And what was your military job?
Structural mechanic.
Okay.
Yep. For a while there, when I was in the reserves, I was a combat engineer. So started out there. I just had to carry an M60 machine gun. Did that for a couple of years, and then I got an M16, a little bit lighter than an M60. So, but we did, you know, we got to take it to the range. We got to shoot it. We got to shoot 50 calibers. So it was pretty cool to do all that stuff.
So that's 60. Tell me about that M60. That sounds huge gun.
That is a huge gun. You know, just real heavy to carry around, and usually have another gunner with you to carry the extra barrel. Mm-hmm. Because the barrels weigh so much, there's no way a person could carry both of them. So he would carry the ammo and the barrel, and I would lug the 60 cal around throughout the woods.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun for a little while, but then it got old.
I bet. Yeah. About how much does those weigh?
Oh, I don't even remember. I would say 60 pounds, maybe, just guessing. I'd have to look that up. It's been a while ago. It wasn't light. I know that.
Right. All right. So, let me ask you. So how long was you in the military?
4 years active duty and 11 years in the reserves.
Okay.
Yeah, I got out 2000. Mm-hmm. I got out of the reserves. My contract was up and just decided to get out. I had a newborn son at home and wanted to stay at home with him during the day and while my wife worked. And that's when I started my handyman business. So I did that for about 3.5 years. And then I got into facilities maintenance.
Okay. So that's when you started working with your hands?
Right? Yeah, pretty much. 2004, I think it was, when I started over in Kentucky at a convent.
Okay.
And I did that for about 11 years. And then transferred over to a couple different buildings and was a maintenance director probably for the last 17 or 18 years.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Different buildings. So it was pretty good.
If you could go back in the military, what would you do different?
Looking back, I may have stayed for 20 years. Mm-hmm. My cousin stayed for 20 years. I got a buddy that stayed for 30 years. They got, you know, pensions when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And I would have had a pension at 42 years old and then able to start another career after that. But, you know, time goes by so quick. You don't think about it then, but it does. 20 years will fly by.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe just staying and getting that.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how it is to work for CCH Healthcare. I've walked around here. The residents love you. The staff, they really respect you. So tell me how it is to work for CCH Healthcare.
It's very nice. CCH has always treated me fairly. I see something around here that we need, I'll send it up, you know, chain of command, and they'll get me pretty much whatever I ask for. Just get bids on whatever, and then they go ahead and approve it. They put a lot of money into this place over the last, you know, probably 7 to 8 years, and there's really a lot of the equipment that we have is new. They've redone a lot of rooms around here, so it's really, really looking good here. Yeah, very happy to be here.
Okay, because this is a huge campus, and it looks nice, and I'm glad you're here. It's been a while. I was talking to Jacob Stern. He is the CEO, the commander in chief of CCH Healthcare. And he was like, I was asking him about what kind of ideas that we should have for the podcast. And he was like, how about we interview employees also that are veterans? So he came up with the idea, and that's what we're doing. We're interviewing employees and the residents, but I'm so glad that I was able to interview you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, glad to do it.
Yeah, appreciate you coming out to do it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to say before?
No, just you know, about the residents here. The residents here, a lot of them are low income. I've worked at other buildings where there's some, you know, one building was middle income, one building was pretty much the high end of Cincinnati income. And, you know, what I can tell, the residents here are a lot more appreciative of things that you do for them. You go into their room and they just want something little done, like a, you know, a battery or a light bulb, or, you know, can you hand me that over there? They're just so appreciative of it. And that's what I like about it. You know, they don't distinguish between who you are or what you are, and they're just nice to do things for them.
And like I said, I've talked to several of the residents around here that really respect you. They say, Jerry, they can always count on you to do some things. So I'm sure they are appreciative, very appreciative of you. And we are also at CCH Healthcare.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me talk. I got a couple questions before I let you go. Okay. They're Cincinnati questions.
Sure.
Okay. So Cincinnati, if anybody knows Cincinnati, it's a chilly city. They have several different chili places. So let me ask you to the main two I know of, Skyline or Gold Star?
My choice, I love them both, but my choice would probably have to be Skyline if I had to choose one.
Okay, and why?
But, you know, just the flavor. I think it's a little tiny different flavor than Gold Star, but I do think Gold Star is a little bit more meatier than Skyline. Yeah. So. You can't go wrong with either one. The Price Hill Chili over in my neighborhood is another good one to go to. There's several around Cincinnati, but yeah, those are
Washington
the main ones.
Chili, it's a lot of them.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Chili City.
It is Chili City, and it's delicious.
Exactly. So let me ask you, so this is a sports question, okay? There's two sports teams, basketball teams that people love around here. UC Bearcats or Xavier?
Do you want me to pick one of those?
They're Cincinnati teams.
Okay, well, I have to go with Kentucky Wildcats. Since I'm from Kentucky, can't get a root against my Kentucky Wildcats. But since I've lived over here in Ohio for the last 27 years, I would have to go with the Bearcats number two.
There it is.
All right.
Hey, I have to put a disclaimer out there because we are outside on the patio. So you might hear an ambulance coming by, a resident might come by saying hi, but this is their home. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that. So one more question before I let you go. So let's say it was a football game. It was the fourth quarter. You had 20 seconds left. Who would you go with for a quarterback? Joe Burrows or Boomer Esiason in his prime?
Tough one. I've got to watch Boomer play his whole career, and great quarterback. I think Joe Burrow is, what, in his fifth year now, maybe? Mm-hmm. Also a great quarterback. I think I would have to go with Joe Burrow on that one, though.
I figured everybody would say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Jerry, I definitely appreciate you coming on CCH Healthcare Podcast, Voices of Valor. We do have a special gift for you.
Awesome.
In the bag here.
All right. What we got?
Yes.
All right.
A Voices of Valor t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, like I said, designed. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Designed by Daniel Stern and 338 Print House. All our veterans will be getting one of those.
But
very
nice.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for coming on with us. So I want to thank Jerry for everything and all of our veterans that come out. And I want to say until next time, if you see a veteran, shake their hand. Thank them for their service. We can't thank them enough for what they've done for us at CCH Healthcare. So until next time, thank you.